Hello and welcome. It's hour three of our radio program. Some interesting statements coming from the owner in New Orleans. What are the odds that Sean Payton ends up deserting the Saints? Certainly sounds like that is a option on the table. We'll get to that right now in hour number three. Marching out of town. Is it really going to happen? Welcome in the beginning of another hour. They just keep coming one after another. The Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere as we are caught in the crossfire, coast to coast, border to border, and beyond on the enormously vast and powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from the world. It's a small world after all. The Fox Sports Radio studios at a secret location somewhere in the Northwoods. And no need to waste time. Let's get right into it because we have the coaching carousel. That is our lead this hour. We know the NFL playoffs are on pause, so our lead this hour coming from the Big Easy. And we revisit a story we talked about less than a week ago. The tenuous status as head coach of the New Orleans football team. Now, I don't know if you heard the latest or not. Hopefully not. Maybe not. So let me give you what's going on here, and I'll fill you in on the details and all that. The deets. So the future of Saints head coach Sean Payton, which we talked about in a previous episode, is still touch and go. In fact, you would say things have been cranked up a couple of more notches. Is he taking a pontoon boat down the Mississippi or up the Mississippi and getting out of Dodge? Well, we don't know that for sure, but we do have some new comments from the owner of the Saints, Gale Benson, the spawn of the owner of the team that passed away a couple years ago. So Gale Benson's in charge there, and she spoke at an unrelated news conference. And what she said might seem like nothing, but it is absolutely something. And so she spoke at this news conference, and she essentially said that she has no idea if Payton will be the coach next season. So as Warner Wolf would say, let's go to the audio tape. Here's what she said.
Any word on what's going on with Sean Payton? I have to ask.
You know, Sean, we don't know. You know, who knows? We'll find out soon enough, I guess. I don't think any of us know, but he'll let us know soon enough.
All right. A lot of laughing, and she said, yeah, well, you heard what she said. I don't need to repeat it. So let us discuss the question now that we have that quote from the owner of the team. Say, I don't know. I own the team. Sean Payton's under contract for a couple more seasons, and the owner's like, I don't know if he's our coach. We'll see. So what are the odds that Sean Payton ends up deserting the Saints? So based on the new circumstantial evidence, I am resetting the line. The line now on the Maller Sportsbook is minus 250. And that implies a 70% chance that Payton says, arrivederci, I'm out of here, and takes off. So I've got neuroscience, hiatus, and big chair. And we will combine all of these things together. Make the Baba Ganoush! We're going to make the Baba Ganoush for Jerome in Kansas City. So, hey, listen, Gale Benson made it pretty clear in a small soundbite that she's in the dark. Now, maybe she was playing dumb. I don't think so, right? That the fact that we think she's being straight up and she has no idea what's going to happen with Sean Payton, that's a pretty good clue. Some would say a dead giveaway that something unorthodox is going on here. Now, to be fair, she had a big smile on her face, and you heard the question and the response there asked about the status of Sean Payton there, and she essentially used, what, five different ways of saying that she's clueless when it comes to this particular topic. She said, we don't know. Who knows? We'll find out soon enough, I guess. I don't think any of us know, and she said, he'll let us know soon enough. So, yeah, that's five. I think my Maller math is correct that that's five different ways of saying the same thing. Now, to me, the most telling part of that was not that the who knows, we don't know. No. In fact, I would like to play it again if we can, Roberto. Like, I want you to listen. See if you can tell what the most important part of this soundbite is. Play it again, Roberto. Go ahead.
Any word on what's going on with Sean Payton? I have to ask.
You know, Sean, we don't know. You know, who knows? We'll find out soon enough, I guess. I don't think any of us know, but he'll let us know soon enough.
Yeah, it was obvious, right? The chuckle. Yeah, she sounded like the late Jeannie in Medford. The nervous laughter, the cackling of Gail Benson, and she laughed three times in a 9-second soundbite. And that is also a dead giveaway that there is a legitimate concern with the Saints owner there that Sean Payton's got his eyes wandering out of the bayou. So what does it mean? So I always say, follow the science, right? That's a big thing in the news media, follow science. Well, if you follow the neuroscience, it's not good, right? This goes back years. Yale researchers, they investigated, why do people have a nervous laugh? Some people do it more than others. But why do some people have a very, you know, an awkward, nervous laugh at uncomfortable things? So it's been determined by researchers that it is a defense mechanism, that it is reassuring the person laughing that whatever's making them uncomfortable is not that big a deal. Like, for example, if you happen to own the New Orleans Saints and your head coach has one foot out the door and your team's going to go to become a joke again, and just laugh it off. It's not that big a deal. Like Sean Payton's, you know, exiting stage right after 16 years, that would be an uncomfortable situation if you owned the team. Now, if Payton leaves New Orleans, then it is more likely than not the Saints will keep it in-house. And that's not good news to our brothers and sisters living in the Gulf Coast who like the Saints, because the smart money says defensive coordinator Dennis Allen will be promoted, that he's waiting in the wings. Now, Allen was a white-hot tire fire his first run as coach with the Raiders. They won 8 games in 3 parts of 3 forgettable years there. With the Raiders, had a .222 winning percentage in Oakland, and is as responsible as anyone for the Raiders being in ruins and having to leave Oakland to go to Las Vegas. You would argue that if Dennis Allen had been good at his job and won games, that there would have been more support for a new stadium, and the Raiders would have stayed in the Bay Area. That did not happen, so you can blame Dennis Allen for the Raiders vacating the Bay Area. But until proven otherwise, Dennis Allen is a much better coordinator than a head coach. Now, people do change and evolve and get better and all that stuff, but very rare do you go from 8-28 to good. Very rare. It's not like he's going to walk into New Orleans if Payton leaves and have a great quarterback. All right, now part B of this. All of the key indicators are pointing to Sean Payton looking around and saying, is the grass really greener on the other side? I've got to find out. I have to find out if the grass is greener on the other side. He's 58 years old. We mentioned he's been in Louisiana for close to, 4 years away from 20 now. He's 16 years. Under contract through 2024. Second longest tenured coach in the NFL, trailing only Bill Belichick. So it's pretty easy to read the room on this, that he's testing the waters, that this has been percolating for longer than a month. The other thing, and we mentioned this in a previous episode of the show, the other thing that should scare the crap out of the Saints and the beleaguered Saint fan is, of all the people in the media, the person that many think is the bestie in the media for Sean Payton is Jay Glazer from the NFL on Fox and occasionally on Fox Sports Radio. Well, Jay Glazer is claiming that Sean Payton is considering retirement, not going to coach the Cowboys or some other team. He's going to just retire rather than moving to a new team. That's a Jay Glazer report. And so he says that this year has taken a toll on him. And considering the relationship between Jay Glazer and Sean Payton, by the sound of things, the phrasing of this, if you're on Team Payton to come back, this is not good. This is not good. So Payton, I don't think he's retiring. Right? I don't think that's the right word in the sense that he's going to never work again. I think the better word here is hiatus, that he's going on a hiatus. Take a gap year or two and then, you know, use the old predictable, I'm going to recharge my batteries And Peyton has been living high on the hog. He's made a good amount of money. He's one of the higher paid coaches in the NFL. And he's looking, hey, I can take a year off or 2 years off. I can get an even bigger payday. And there is a small chance, very small chance, that this is all a ruse and that Peyton is actually doing this using his buddy Jay Glazer and others, other buddies of his in the media as a leverage play, attempting to squeeze the orange, or in this case, squeeze more money out of the Saints, that he actually wants to stay in New Orleans. He just wants to get more money. That seems unlikely. The odds are pretty low on that, but it is an option. Now, the last word here. Is it true that Sean Payton is dragging his feet because he is waiting for the green light to flash, pulsate green, on pay dirt from television? Now, we are told the wheels are in motion. The wheels go round and round. The wheels go round and round. The wheels are going round on a major change in the broadcast landscape. We're talking heavyweights playing musical chairs as Al Michaels will call Super Bowl 56 on the Peacock NBC, and he will then be excommunicated, kicked out for Mike Tirico. Al Michaels is old news, too old for NBC. They're getting rid of him. And our pal Michael McCarthy, who we had on the podcast last week, sports business insider from Front Office Sports, tells us that Al Michaels has a double secret undercover handshake deal to take over at Amazon. They will start broadcasting on the stream Thursday night games. Now, the word is that, assuming that all checks out and Michaels does go to Amazon, that Troy Aikman is considering leaving the number one team on Fox and joining Al Michaels in a massive that massive broadcast booth for the online retailer over there at Amazon. Think of all the discounts Aikman will get at Amazon if he skedaddles out of the Fox box that rocks. And that, if you're staying with me, there'll be a test on this later, that would clear a path for Sean Payton to slide on in and take over either in a two-man or three-man booth on Fox in, as Mark Patrick, who used to work here, said back in the day, the big chair next to Joe Buck, possibly Greg Olson on a new put-together broadcasting. So that's the gossip. That's the scuttlebutt. And all of these jobs pay very well. But doing television, if you're Sean Payton, think of it this way. You don't have to go full Illuminati on this. If you're Sean Payton, you're tired of coaching the Saints, but you want to get a big payday, you go to Fox, you get your TV money, big money to be in the broadcast booth. You've got to be there for 2 years. The reason you got to be there 2 years, Sean Payton's got 2 years left in his contract. The gig pays well. The hardest part is the travel. Everyone kisses your ass. You can learn about other teams. It's a high-profile job. All the owners watch you on television randomly, sporadically throughout the season. It's a nice place to hide out until the heat is off you, and you use the broadcast booth as a safe house before eventually returning to coaching. Makes all the sense in the world. So we'll see what happens. It's going to be a big couple of weeks here. If everything lines up, and right now all the planets are lining up, they're not quite perfectly lined up, but we're heading that direction. So we'll keep you updated. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show on Fox as we press on here, on and on and on. And this portion of the Ben Maller Show, you knew this, made possible by Discover Card. If you're a valued customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company. That's why Discover, our friends over at Discover, match all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. Not part, not some, all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations do apply. I'm looking at my board here, and I see a blast from the past, a very, very interesting polarizing caller that hasn't called the show in many months, who's apparently returned to the show. We'll see if that person stays on hold. And the dominoes are starting to fall over. Do we have two NFL teams, possibly three, that have decided on their next head coach? We'll give you the latest scuttlebutt, the back fence talk on who's going where in the NFL. We'll get to that and your phone calls, and we'll do it next.
Get down, funky chicken, and rumble. Get down, funky chicken, and blow your mind.
Yeah!
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
It takes the entire village to raise up the Maller Militia. We need support from comrades like you to get the most out of the Ben Maller Show. Have your voice be heard by the night-loving masses. It hardly takes any time to follow your host. On Twitter, he's at Ben Maller. And you can tweet at and follow our technical producer. He plays all the music and most funny sound bites in the Ben Maller Show. His first name is Roberto. His last name is Flores. You can follow him at Raider_Rob24.
The Flying Hawaiian. He won a World Series with the Phillies, and he won a World Series with the Red Sox.
I don't know.
More great answers like that coming up in moments with Maller's Mountain of Money. And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Robin Vegas writes in, says, my head is still spinning after that Maller monologue. I need to sit down. Well, actually, Rob, your head's spinning because of what you were drinking. He says, Ben, you said there wouldn't be any math or silly games like musical chairs. Can you put together some type of chart I can look at to see who is going where, who's on first? Yeah, I'll put a Venn diagram together to give you all the inside skinny. Stevie Meatballs writes in, says, the Saints played most of 2021 without a quarterback. So what the hell? Why not roll out 2022 without a quarterback or a head coach? The Dolphins might also have to go without a coach since nobody wants to coach Tua, and why would they? Well, shots fired by Stevie Meatballs. Kevin says, Bears fan since 1969, Dick Butkus was still playing. If the Bears hire Jim Caldwell, I will renounce my fandom. My head will explode and all my atoms disperse through the universe. That's big. Yeah, I was trying to get the Dick Butkus account to follow me on Twitter, but it did not happen. Dick Butkus is following, he just got verified on Twitter, and he's following some random people on Twitter. So he followed a few of my friends in radio. So I thought, well, maybe the great Dick Butkus, NFL legend, before my time, of course, will follow me. Unfortunately, that has not happened. But I'm not giving up hope. I'm not giving up hope that at some point Dick Butkus, who apparently is very bored in his old age, and the NFL legend from long ago, who just joined a few days ago. I guess his account became verified a few days ago. But it was pretty funny. He sent out the first tweet I saw, first comment from Dick Butkus, was something to the effect that his name was trending and you probably thought he had died or something like that, which was pretty funny. I thought that was pretty amusing by Dick Butkus. Anyway, let's get to the phones. It is a call-in show, and I saw this name pop up on my board, and I said, oh, no, he hung up. The guy hung up, Eddie. The guy I was going to take hung up. How dare him?
Who was it?
All right, Eddie, I will give you some clues. This man is one of the more, he's one of the scarier listeners that we have on the show. He's frightened a lot of people. Some people think he's doing satire, that he's not real.
Hayes?
Yes. Yes, Hayes was on hold, but he hung up, so we will not get to speak to Hayes. But we will get to speak to Van, the one-legged man in Alabama. And remember, some of the fans of the show were like, he doesn't really, he's lying about that story about the alligator biting his leg off. But he sent a photo, several photos. I think I sent those to you, didn't I, Eddie and Roberto?
Yes, you did.
Yeah. So you got to see our man Van's leg in Alabama. Hello, Van. Welcome.
Hey, Big Ben. How's everything going?
Thank you, buddy. I appreciate those photos. You know, it's one thing I love is looking at mutilated legs. I really got a kick out of that. It was great. Unless I don't.
Yeah, that was my post-second surgery. The sutures busted open. Kind of looks like an eel coming at you, an angry eel. Yeah, it's not very appetizing. It's not very good to watch before you eat.
No. Or before you go to bed. You know, could give you some nightmares.
Or any time, really. It's nice. Yeah, I've grossed a lot of people out with that, but, you know, what the heck? Got to have a little fun when you lose your leg.
Sure.
This week's lines, and I'm sure you feel like I do, teasers are exactly that, teasers. But these Rams, oh, my God, that implosion in the second half, that was just ungodly. I mean,
they still won the game. If you bet on the Rams, they still won the bet. They were a small underdog in that game in Tampa.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, it's a tough mountain to climb. The 49ers have been the nemesis. They've been the kryptonite for Sean McVay. There's no better time to throw the kryptonite away than in the NFC Championship game.
So. Yeah, I believe they will. I bet them on the money line, and I bet them teased them with the Chiefs. Chiefs down to pick it, and the Rams up plus 3.5. So I feel pretty good about it. What do you think?
Yeah.
Well,
the problem with the Rams are like helter skelter. I could see a scenario where the Rams beat the 49ers by 21 points and just blow them out of the water. Garoppolo stinks. Deebo Samuel gets hurt. Rams win going away. But more probable than not, the game will be decided in the final seconds of the fourth quarter, and it'll be a field goal game. It's that kind of game. These teams are pretty even. And so you're getting 3.5 or 4, it's pretty attractive, but I'm not going to bet on the 49ers. But if I was, I would lean that direction. If you can get 4 points in a game that will most likely be decided by a field goal, unless something crazy with an injury happens, that's the way it'll go.
Yeah, and I think it'll be low scoring as well. Got two really good defenses.
I don't know about that. Nobody plays defense in the NFL, man. The number one defense, Buffalo, got boat raced. Well, not boat race. What's the term I'm looking for?
They got
the floor mop with them by the Kansas City Chiefs the entire game.
Yeah, I never bought into that. I mean, they're statistically number one defense in the league, but I never thought that defense was that great. And
well, why didn't you let me know last week? You should have let me know last week, not this week. Last week.
I'm sorry. I should have called you, buddy. Well, all right. That's all I got to
say. All right. Thank you, Van.
Good talking to you.
There he goes, Van, the one-legged man from Alabama. And we can confirm his leg was taken off by a gator, I assume. I don't know. I mean, he's got half a leg there, missing the lower part of his leg. And just to prove, he sent the photographic evidence. So a lot of the coaching dominoes starting to fall. We'll get to that. We also have Mather's Mountain Money coming up a little bit later in the hour. So a busy, busy hour of talk radio to get to. We'll take some more of these calls, I promise. But we are on time, Mather, by the clock, for the clock, plausibly all about the clock. And let's get over to Games of Note Garcia to get you caught up on everything going on in the overnight.
All right, thank you, Ben. And as we've mentioned in the past, when you only have 4 games on the schedule, they are all games of note in the NBA. We just had 4 games. The Suns beat the Jazz 115-109. Devin Booker, 33 points. Chris Paul, 27 points, 14 assists for Phoenix. They won 7 straight, and their league best record is now at 37-9. Utah, dealing with some injury issues to some key players, has lost 8 of 11. Bulls hold off the Thunder for a 111-110 victory. Chicago now just a half game back of Miami in the race for the best record in the Eastern Conference. Cavaliers over the Knicks, 95-93. New York is a half game back of Washington for the final play-in spot in the Eastern Conference playoff picture. Pelicans beat the Pacers 117-113. Top 25 college basketball. We had number 5 Kansas in double overtime, getting by 13th-ranked Texas Tech, 94-91. Jayhawks improved to 17-2 on the season, 6-1 in Big 12 play. Number 15 USC, a winner over Arizona State, 78-56. The Sun Devils did not have their head coach Bobby Hurley, who was suspended for this game for altercation with officials earlier in the week. In the NHL, the Golden Knights beat the Capitals 1-0. Robin Leonard, 34 saves in the shutout for Vegas. Rangers edged the Kings 3-2 in a shootout. Avalanche blanked the Blackhawks 2-0. It was the Ducks down in the Bruins 5-3. Flames all over the Blues 7-1. And the Wild beat the Canadiens 8-2. Coming up tonight in the NBA, we have the Brooklyn Nets hosting the LA Lakers. It's our Discover Card Key matchup. It's brought to you by, of course, Discover. Real credit card questions require real people, someone who understands your issues and works to resolve them with you. That's why Discover offers helpful U.S.-based representatives available 24/7. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Now, I don't know how much you pay attention to the college basketball rankings during the middle of the season, but I did see something that there was history made in college basketball for the first time ever. First time ever in the history of college basketball, this team has been ranked number one in the nation. Do you know who the new number one in college basketball is for the first time ever?
UC Irvine, the Anteaters.
Oh, that would be news, wouldn't it?
That would be news. You're telling me it's not the
No, little further Irvine, south. A little further south.
South of San Diego State?
A little further south. Southeast.
Southeast. Let's see here. I don't know. So is SEC team?
Yes. Their most famous
alum. It's not Kentucky.
Their most famous alum is a very famous college basketball commentator.
College basketball commentator?
NBA. And college basketball, but mostly NBA.
Auburn or
yes,
whatever.
Just the Barkley? Auburn Tigers.
Yeah. There you go.
Number one in the country for the first time ever. Bruce Pearl, their head coach, ran out of Tennessee because he had a barbecue and invited the players over or something weird like that. I don't know. Probably did more than that.
Well,
but anyway.
He broke a bunch of the Fugazi rules in the NCAA. Yeah. Is he still doing it?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Who knew? Seriously,
I knew.
I thought they ran him out of
They ran him out of Tennessee, but he landed in Auburn, and they're glad to have him.
But didn't he have some violations there also? He's bounced all over. I remember when he came on the scene. I know he coached elsewhere, but in Milwaukee.
Yeah, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
They made a run in the tournament, and this guy was like a great soundbite, and people were like, "Well, this guy's bigger than life. We love this guy. He's like a cartoon character." All right. Well, good. Congratulations to Bruce Pearl. And Auburn. All right, thank you for that. It is the Ben Maller Show as we press on further and further tonight. So the coaching dominoes are starting to fall here. And these are all rumors. None of this has happened yet. The Denver Broncos, the favorite for the Bronco job. You see who the favorite for the Bronco job is, Eddie?
I don't know. Somebody from the Patriots?
No, somebody from the Green Bay Packers.
Oh, they're trying to get Rodgers to come to Denver.
Yeah, that's the conspiracy. Nathaniel Hackett, the offensive coordinator, which makes no sense unless Aaron Rodgers handpicked Nathaniel Hackett. There's no reason you would hire Nathaniel Hackett, the poster boy of nepotism. He doesn't call the plays in Green Bay, and he had a star quarterback. Assuming Rodgers doesn't go to the Broncos, he'll have to call the plays, and he won't have a star quarterback. It seems like a problem, but he's supposedly the favorite. I did text Koopa Loop to say, hey, congratulations. He said, who? He had never heard of Nathaniel Hackett. I said, yeah, his old man used to coach USC. He was a terrible coach.
Paul Hackett.
Paul Hackett. Yes, yeah, great. The great Paul Hackett back in the day. It was a disaster at the University of Southern California.
Well, Rodgers has vouched for him multiple times for him to get a head coaching job, so that's why they're
all right.
Broncos
so we'll
are going
see if that woos Aaron Rodgers. And his lady friend has family in Colorado, so we'll see what happens with that. The New York Giants supposedly have their whole coaching staff lined up. Brian Daboll, the Buffalo coach, the favorite to get that job. And there are whispers that he's going to hire Ken Dorsey. Remember Ken Dorsey at Miami back in the day?
I saw him consoling Josh Allen there after the game. Yeah.
Yeah, that Ken Dorsey would be the offensive coordinator. And the great Wink Martindale, later the Baltimore Ravens, would be the defensive coordinator.
Yeah, that was a surprising firing by Baltimore. I did not see that coming.
Well, their defense got lit up this year, though, right?
I know, but he's been good in the past. I mean,
he's a good soundbite, so that'll be good for New York because he'll give us good quotes, and we need good quotes. And then Jacksonville. Supposedly, they're down to two. They couldn't name their coach.
Byron Leftwich.
Yeah, that's one. And Matt Eberflus, is that his name? The guy from the Colts with a weird name?
Eberflus,
is that his name? I don't see an F in there.
Never heard of him.
I don't know who. He's been around. His name's popped up, but I guess I got to learn how to say his name if he gets a coaching job. But he's one of the
Never heard of him.
In Jacksonville also. So those are some of the juicy rumors, Eddie. Ooh, I love a good rumor.
Those are juicy.
Those are extra juicy. It's like a juicy Lucy. It's so juicy. Let's go to Matt in Houston, who's next. Hello, Matt. Welcome.
Hello, what's going on?
Welcome in, Matt. Are you've been on hold for a long time. I figured you got nothing else going on, so I'd just leave you on hold. You're okay with that, right?
I thought you left me hanging there for a minute, but I guess I'm on the airwaves now.
Yeah, you're on the air. You're on the live air. And Matt is the guy, Eddie, who's got a really boring job, and we're here to help him pass the time. And he'd like to be a celebrity caller on the show. So I promised Matt, if he keeps calling that, we'll get him a nickname. So we need to learn a little bit about you, Matt. The Maller Militia, the Brigadier Generals in the Maller Militia, are very creative. Now, you might not like the nickname, Matt, but they will give you a nickname. Okay? Are you okay with whatever they come up with?
I'm totally fine with that. As long as I'm in the air everywhere, that's all that matters.
All right, so we know you're, what are you, some kind of engineer or something like that? Or you're sitting around not doing much, right? What do you do for, what kind of work is it? You don't have to be specific, but what kind of work?
It's like an operator over here at the factory. It just is so slow with all this Rona stuff. So it's like I'm able to do my thing and listen to y'all. And so just,
all right, you know, so you work at a factory. You're an operator at a factory. But because of COVID, there's not much going on. So you got a lot of free time. And you're getting paid to essentially listen to the show. You're like the paid audience on the show.
Wish it was like that, in the, you know, but hey, at least I get to listen to the show. It entertains me.
Yes, so and you've called up multiple times, and you admit you don't really have much to say, right, Matt? You've admitted you just want to be part of the show, but you know, you're not. I mean, you called me up. Didn't you want to talk about the Cowboy game like on Thursday after they lost on Sunday last week? Remember?
Yeah, they pretty much stunk it up. A lot of mistakes and stuff, and you know that, and
all right. Well, what are your hobbies, Matt? We're still trying to learn about you so we can give you the proper nickname. What are your hobbies? What do you do when you have, you know, free time on the weekends or something?
Well, I've been working out at the gym, learning the guitar, trying to do that graffiti art, you know, drawing, stuff like that.
Okay. So, all right. Well, that's a lot of information. So you got a lot of things going on. You're working out. You're trying to stay in shape and all that. All right. Well, Matt, keep listening, and we'll call on the Maller Militia here. We'll see if anybody in the Maller Militia, has a suggestion, and then we'll whittle it down to like the top three or four, and then we'll have a vote, an online vote, to determine your new nickname. This is very exciting. How exciting is this?
Oh, so exciting. I can't wait.
Yeah, you sound, you're verklempt. You're overcome with emotion. I can tell the emotion.
Yeah. I guess it's highly noticeable, but hey, it's all good. Yeah,
I understand. All right. Well, thank you, Matt. Keep listening. Appreciate that. All right, there he goes. Matt, where he goes, only he knows. Just Josh says, Hayes in Minnesota was on hold, but death holds for no one. In his case, when there's a murder, he's really got to go. So he says, I thought he got out of that wreck. Well, hopefully Hayes will call back and check in and give us the inside skinny. All right, we are moments away from Maller's Mountain of Money. I need some contestants. And so, Ricky, get me two contestants to play Maller's Mountain of Money. You got to explain to them how it goes. You'll send me the game board. I think you've already done that. And we will have Maller's Mountain of Money in its entirety. We'll get to that, and we will do it next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week, we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
After midnight, we let it all hang down on the Ben Maller Show. Join the best-kept secret on Fox Sports Radio. You can bird dog Ben on Twitter. He's at Ben Maller. On Facebook, it's facebook.com/Ben Maller Show. On Instagram, it's at Ben Maller on Fox. You can put your fingerprints on our signature weekly features like Ask Ben and Lame Jokes. And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Now, Maller's Mountain of Money.
That's a lot of money.
Do you have what it takes to get to the top? Probably not.
All right, right to it we go. It is Maller's Mountain of Money. Let's welcome in our contestants for this edition of the game. We are excited to welcome in. We have Tom in Ohio. Hello, Tom.
Hey.
Welcome in, Tom. You're going to play our game. What part of Ohio are you in? It's kind of a big state.
Southeast
Ohio.
Out by Athens, Joey Burrow land.
There you go. The Holy Land, the land that Joe Burrow put on the map. Hold on a sec, Tom. And we've got Dave in Syracuse. Hello, Dave.
Hello, how you doing?
Welcome in, Dave. And what's going on with you? What do you got going on there in Syracuse?
I work for a local highway department. We're out plowing snow.
How's that going for you?
It's getting old.
I hear you. Well, we'll try to get you through it. You're going to play a game show. I don't want you to be distracted, though, so be careful, okay, Dave? Be careful out there with all the snow. Hold
I
on
will
a sec.
Pull over.
All right, he's driving a snow plow right now around Syracuse. All right, so let's
Mr.
go back to
Plow.
Tom, what's going on, Tom?
Not much.
All right, what do you do for work, Tom?
I'm a plumber for the government.
Government plumber.
For the government.
All right, Tom, who do you want to partner up with? You got Ben, Eddie, Roberto, or Ricky?
Eddie.
All right, bad choice. Dave, who do you want to partner up with, Dave?
I guess it's going to be Mr. Mailer.
All right, you sound excited about that, and you should be. Let's get to the game. What is this, the Florida edition with Tom Brady retiring. And Ricky, did you write these questions, Ricky? Are these names?
Yeah.
Okay. The categories are Way Too Early, Energizer Bunnies, I Captain, and Any Finn Is Possible. What do you want there, Tom?
Anything is possible.
Oh, all right. Good luck, Eddie, on that.
Good God.
All right. And Dave, what do you want, Dave? You've got Energizer Bunnies, Way Too Early, I Captain.
I Captain.
Aye, Captain. Okay. Right. Go ahead, Eddie. 45 seconds.
Hold on a second. Now, Tom, these are all professional baseball players that played for the Marlins when they won the World Series in 2003. Are you familiar with that team at all?
Not one player.
Well, that's going to be great then. Really
well, good luck, Eddie. I wish you luck. Yeah. There are other ways you can get these names.
We'll see. I doubt it.
All right, put 45 seconds on the clock, and you're on your way. Go.
All right, a catcher. His nickname was Pudge, known more with the Texas Rangers.
Pass.
All right, World Series winner for both the Marlins and the Red Sox, a pitcher. He threw a no-hitter.
Ramirez.
No, he's a pitcher. Threw a no-hitter for the Dodgers. All right. This guy is an outfielder, probably known a little bit more as a Cub, was a great hitter, won a batting title.
Manny Ramirez.
I've already answered that. No, Manny Ramirez never played for the Florida Marlins. Can you name one player that played for the Florida Marlins?
No, I can't.
I'll give you 30 points if you can name one Marlin, Tom.
He just said he can't.
Bell.
Some guy named Bell. No. All right, well, Eddie, bad job by you. Bad clues.
He didn't know anybody from the Florida Marlins. How the hell is he supposed to get it? I could give him any clue and he wouldn't get it.
Who knew that Ricky would write the hardest category in the history?
Well, that was the only hard one. The rest of them are easy.
Yeah.
All right. I Captain. Here we go. Are you ready?
Zero. Let's score zero.
Dave.
Good tabulating there, Roberto.
Thank you.
Good math, Roberto. Good math. All right. You're driving, clearing the snow in Syracuse. So these pro football players made a Pro Bowl in the past 20 years as Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Are you ready?
Ready.
All right. Current quarterback, 45 seconds on the clock. Here we go. Quarterback for the Bucs right now. He may retire.
Tom Brady.
Wide receiver for the Bucs right now. He had a big touchdown against the Rams on Sunday.
Mike Evans.
Yes, the other wide receiver for the Bucs who got hurt and missed that game. He got injured.
Chris Godwin.
Yes, the quarterback killer. He won a Super Bowl in Tampa with the Bucs out of Miami. Defensive tackle.
Warren Sapp.
Yes, wide receiver. Wow. Played with the Jets. Was the number one pick. Went to Tampa with John Gruden.
Keyshawn Johnson.
Yes, GM of the 49ers. He was a safety on the Buccaneers. Super Bowl team, white guy? No?
Yeah, right. I know, Pat.
Hall of Fame linebacker, number 55 for the Buccaneers, Super Bowl team out of Florida State. No? All right.
Well, you got a chance, Eddie.
I don't know about that.
All right. Well, how many points is that, Roberto? What is that?
160?
160. All right. You're down 160 points, Eddie. Good luck. Godspeed.
Yeah.
They're just giving it away because of Tom Brady.
Yeah.
All right, Tom.
The last two were John Lynch and Derek Brooks, by the way. Yeah. Go ahead. What do you want,
Tom, do you want Way Too Early or Energizer Bunnies?
Way Too Early.
All right. These pro athletes all retired at one point in their primes. Do you think are you confident in this?
Sure.
Okay, great. ready, Roberto? Tell me when.
Yeah, begin.
Okay, Colts quarterback out of Stanford, retired early.
Andrew Luck.
Megatron, wide receiver for the Detroit Lions.
Calvin Johnson.
Also a Detroit Lion, greatest running back in their history, number 20.
Barry Sanders.
The greatest basketball player of all time, later unretired.
Michael Jordan.
The tight end for the Buccaneers right now was with the Patriots with Tom Brady.
Rob Gronkowski.
Maybe the greatest player in NFL history with the Cleveland Browns. He quit to become an actor.
Jim Brown.
Chinese basketball player for the Houston Rockets, 7'6".
Yao Ming.
He swept the board. Well done, Tom.
Here we go.
Well done, Tom.
What's the score? Is it 300 or something like that? What is it?
340.
We got a 180-point lead.
All right, here we go. Are you ready? Are you ready there?
All right.
Energizer Bunny, these pro athletes all had significant accomplishments in their sport at 40 years or older. Here we go. Are you ready? All right. Outfielder for the Seattle Mariners from Japan. He won a bunch of batting titles.
Ichiro Suzuki.
Boom. All right. Good job. Fat pitcher for the Cleveland Indians. We made a lot of jokes about him on the show. Played for
Bartolo
the Angels.
Bartolo Colon.
Yes. The big unit for the Arizona Diamondbacks. And the
Randy Johnson.
Yes. The Skyhook. We've already won the game. Look at that, Dave. You multitask. You're clearing the snow for the good people of Syracuse, and you just won a golden ticket. Congratulations, Dave. Good job by you.
Tom, I think you're the only one ever who has been shut out in one category and swept the next one. So you made history as well. So good job by you, I guess.
And big thanks to the Marlins, the old 03 Marlins. A team that will live in infamy.